The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about them Cowboys?
Yes! Go Cowboys!
This is Talkin' Cowboys. Streaming live from the Dallas Cowboys World Headquarters at the Star in Frisco.
Pollard streaks in.
Touchdown!
Parsons has sacked it.
Prescott keeps it, and he bangs it into the touchdown.
And now your hosts, Isaiah Standback, Nick Harris, John Mashoda, and Kyle Yeomans.
It's a Wednesday edition of Talking Cowboys, presented by Black Rifle Coffee Company, live from the Star in Frisco, Texas, in the SWBC studios. And since it's our final show of the week, it's a Say It With Your Chest Wednesday here on Talking Cowboys. Glad you're with us. We've got Isaiah Standback, John Mashoda, Nick Harris. We've got Chris Beam in the back. I'm Kyle Yeomans. Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Doing fantastic. It's a beautiful morning, Kyle Yeomans.
It is a beautiful morning. It's a little bit chilly.
What?
Yeah, it's chilly.
I'm wearing shorts, Kyle.
Okay, what Seattle.
What it
freaking go.
Are you just trying to make a point,
or are you just
trying to show off a little bit?
You know what? Actually, it is. I agree. It is chilly. I will not cross the line and say that it is cold. But it is chilly, because of the breeze.
Mm-hmm.
The temperature is not bad. The breeze will cut through whatever you have on.
Well, it's 38 degrees, so.
Yeah, anything under 50, I'm good.
That's not bad.
I will say it's not 58 degrees or 38 degrees in here.
Oh, my God.
Let's freaking go. Let's go and put that up there real quick.
That's amazing.
Beamer, if you could take my solo shot here.
Yes.
There you go.
Let's get that mic out of here.
Got that done today.
Let's go.
Got that in last night.
Let's go. Yeah.
That's incredible. Can I sign it?
Oh, my God.
Hell yeah, you
please.
Can sign it.
Let's go. I'm saying bad words. Let's go.
I need that.
November 17th.
That's incredible.
I need that.
I had to commemorate my favorite moment of Talking Cowboys history. For those of you listening on the podcast side of things, I have a black t-shirt on, and it's a screen grab from the whipped cream moment on the hot sauce segment Friday show.
I'm definitely putting this on my head.
So that's great stuff. That's phenomenal stuff.
Yeah. That guy right there. Not that guy, but that guy.
How about that?
That's awesome.
That is amazing.
I told Isaiah earlier in the week, I was like, if I walk in with a puffy jacket, just know something's coming. And I think you forgot.
It's been a crazy week.
It has been a wild week.
I love that shirt. That shirt is classic.
That is amazing.
That goes in the Hall of Fame of t-shirts.
Did you get it done like at the mall?
No, it was like online.
It was online.
He has a guy.
Yeah. I had to rush order it though because I wanted to get here before Thanksgiving.
It's not quite the Hunter Lipke shirt, but it's close.
Yeah, you know. Yeah,
I mean that. Yeah. Let's go on. I was going to expel upon it.
That is incredible.
Talk about it later.
Yeah,
I mean, that is incredible.
With that being said, let's get into some news and notes.
Yeah,
shall we?
I don't know if I can trump that, but. Practice report yesterday, once again, since it's a short week, things are moving pretty quick. So yesterday was treated like a Friday, like a Thursday in the building. My bad. Mm. There's so much going on. Yesterday was treated like a Thursday in the building. Today will be treated more like a Saturday as far as practice schedule goes. So the practice report coming out of yesterday's practice, Rico Dowdle still did not practice with his ankle injury. This is just me theorizing. I'm not super confident in him playing tomorrow. Michael Gallup, he missed yesterday's practice with a personal issue. Don't really know what's going on there, but wishing all the best for him. CeeDee Lamb was a full participant with his ankle injury yesterday, and we were able to even talk to him yesterday and kind of asked, like, how's that ankle? He said, I'm straight. I'll be good to go. So he'll be playing tomorrow, no doubt. Let's see. Osadigizua remained a full participant, as well as Peyton Hendershot. Jayron Kearse did not practice once again with a back issue. Still awaiting to hear how severe that one is. Were y'all able to talk to Jayron in the locker room by chance?
No.
Yeah,
no.
I didn't guess so.
Yesterday was a lot of things jammed into one day. So
yeah.
It was like one after another. Tony Pollard, Dak, CD, Micah.
Yeah. It was mainly hallway stuff yesterday. Terrence Steele, he was upgraded to full with his ankle injury. So looking good there. And then Kevontae Turpin remains full with his shoulder injury. And then Tyron Smith had his rest day yesterday. So that's the injury report going into tomorrow. The team will hold a walkthrough today. It's a little bit more than a walkthrough and a little bit less than a practice. So it's typically what they do on Saturdays. And we'll have game designations coming out of today's practice, which should be around 3 o'clock.
Yeah. So a lot of
just speculation at this point, nothing official, but would you say you're concerned about Rico Dowdle? What about Jayron Kearse? Where do you feel gut-wise on him?
Yeah, that's another one for sure. But the thing is, if Jayron Kearse can't go, I think that's going to open up some opportunities for guys like Wanya Thomas or even Izzy Mukwamu to get in there.
And
even just to have some sort of presence. But I think it's more so Wanya. Like, that's the guy I'd want to see if Jayron can't go tomorrow.
That makes sense.
And then if Rico can't go, you go and Deuce Vaughn, Hunter Lipke?
That's a great point. I say just give Hunter Lipke about 15 carries and, you know, something healthy like that.
One of the most random things I saw in Charlotte was, and this guy had a great seat. He was in the first row right behind, like right on the 50, right behind the Panthers bench, has a Hunter Lipke Cowboys jersey on.
No way.
But was wearing a cheese head.
Wow.
It was just real random.
It must be like a family member because he's from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
It's got to be like a family member or just
like a stubborn family member that's like, I'm still a fan of the cheese. Like, yeah. I'm still a Packers fan. He's got the cheese head on, and then he's got the jersey.
I respect that too.
I respect that a lot.
We need to get you. That should be our Christmas present to you. Is just a Hunter Lipke jersey.
Hey,
you can wear it every day.
Look, I'd wear it.
Every
day. I'd appreciate the gift.
I know you would. All right, let's go ahead and jump right into this preview. Since we have a shortened week, we're down two shows. We're going to preview both sides of the ball today. We'll start with the defensive preview up against Washington. The Washington Commanders, of course, coming in fresh off of their loss to the New York Giants. I mean, this is a team that has not been consistent. They've been up and they've been down all year long. That's just kind of how it's been for them. But they do have the league leader in passing yards at the moment, and that's Sam Howell. Isn't that interesting?
So strange.
I mean, a lot of times they come from playing in a lot of games where you're down. You're just throwing a lot. But
yeah.
And your offensive coordinator, just maybe a dude.
Yeah.
Eric Bieniemy. Yeah, is he that much
maybe.
Of a dude, though?
He is that much
he's
of
a head
dude.
Coach. Yeah. He's a future head coach.
He needs to be a head coach.
Most likely the head coach next year, I would assume.
Of Washington?
Yes.
Interesting.
I wouldn't hate it.
Would you, though?
But new ownership,
based off of
they being able to see everything, what has been, what needs to be, what the team needs. I think the ownership group over there now is. I don't think they're in the business of playing games.
Yeah. So. Well, based off of their 4-7 record, they're going to have to change something down the line. But they've been scoring points for the most part.
Yeah, the quarterback is a problem.
Sam Howell.
Yeah, 12 interceptions. I believe that is. I think he has 12 on a year, something like that.
He does, yeah, 12.
Yep. Yeah, he's not doing very well. And his interceptions are bad. They are bad reads, man, and bad decisions. Just terrible decisions. I'm talking about, like, pull you in the first quarter type decisions because they must not have anybody else that they feel good about on this roster because the decisions that he is making is absolutely insane. They are not – I know they have Jacoby Brissett.
I was about to say, that's their backup.
That's their backup. But, like, they're going to draft a quarterback very high. Like, if they don't have a high pick at the end of this year, they will trade up and go get a quarterback because Eric Bieniemy is not going to go to waste in Washington. It's not going to happen. And right now, you see the offense, you see the potential, they're scoring points, they're getting yards, all that jazz, but there's the mistakes that keeps putting them in terrible situations, and it's because of their quarterback play. It is. They would continue to add to their personnel groups. Okay, they have some pieces. Obviously, they have a good running back. They have Scary Terry at receiver. Those things are all in place, but they you can't fix a bad quarterback.
Yeah. Man, like a Jaden Daniels or a Michael Penix in Washington.
I see Penix
with Eric Bieniemy. That'd be fun.
Washington to Washington?
Yep.
They would currently hold the 7th pick in the draft right now, by the way.
That would put them in prime, like Jaden Daniels, Quinn Ewers, J.J. McCarthy territory, I think. But
so
that doesn't answer anything, to be honest with you.
Yeah, me neither.
I mean,
I'm with you.
I mean, those guys are great college quarterbacks, but I don't know if I'm sitting here going, oh, no, they got Penix and Daniels. They fixed it all. Okay.
No, they have a lot of work to do, but you have to start there.
There's something about this Heisman race that I find interesting. I was like, all these guys have been playing like 10 years in college, all on their second team. I mean, there's just
I'm with you 100%.
It's great for college. I love college football. It's my favorite thing.
To Washington.
It's my favorite thing, but.
You mean Oregon Sam Ehlinger?
Yeah. Yeah, Sam Howell was good in college, too. So
He was very good in college. I will say, outside of that, they have name recognition. I mean, you've got Brian Robinson Jr. He's having a nice year, 558 yards. He's got 5 touchdowns. He's been decent, but they've been really running him significantly, 4 yards per carry. So it's not like he's really torching people. Then you've got Terry McLaurin, Logan Thomas, Jahan Dotson, Curtis Samuel. Those are 4 legitimate targets to throw the football to.
You got to be able to throw it.
Yeah.
It really just comes down to him just making terrible decisions. So some of the things that we've seen from Dak in the past, where now we're praising him for just tucking the ball, sometimes taking the sack, right, throwing the ball out of bounds, that's exactly where Sam Howell's at right now. Right, Dak had his interception run last year. Sam Howell smack dab in the middle of that. But the only thing is, you know what Dak Prescott is capable of, and so you were able to give him grace last year, right? As a fan, you're able to give him grace because you're like, oh, that's a terrible year for you. You know, bad decisions, interceptions, okay. But we know that you're going to get better. Right? We know that what you're capable of. Sam Howell, not so much the case. Sam Howell, you're just in the thick of it, just kind of just marinating in just garbage. And he's making these garbage decisions, and he's throwing garbage passes. And you don't have the hope. You don't have the evidence of times past to say, okay, this is just a rut that he's in, and he's going to get out of this. We'll be better going forward. Right now, they're hopeless out there, and Dallas has all the hope in the world going into this game because of Sam Howell.
So who do you think that benefits on the defensive side? Is it the takeaway category?
Yeah.
Or is it the pressure?
Like anybody in particular that takes the ball away that you can think of? Like, who takes the ball away on this team? Like,
maybe pick six.
Who would you not want to throw the ball near? Try and think who they would be.
Neville Gallimore with the interception.
Oh, that's who you want?
Neville Gallimore interception, ran back for a touchdown. Could you imagine the celebration?
Could you imagine if Mozzie did it?
Oh, jeez.
On Thanksgiving? He just do a...
Yeah, it'll be a
that's
ton
true.
Of
that's exactly what he would do.
Yeah. I think it benefits anybody with a star on their helmet on the defensive side. Mm-hmm. I mean, the pressures are going to get there. Sam Howell's been under pressure literally every time he's breathed post-snap this season. Mm-hmm. So that pass rush is going to get home. It's going to force turnovers on the back end. I think this is the week that Gilmore gets a big pick. That's kind of what I've felt the last couple of weeks, but it's what Deron Bland got last week instead. But
thief! Would you like to make a bet?
Oh. No,
I'm just kidding.
No. Don't look at me. I'm not the next one to make a bet on this show.
No, you're right. So
I want to see John.
You're talking about decisions, yeah. And we're talking about how
Hold
they
up,
do
real
have
quick
weapons.
Here. Hold on.
Yeah.
What's the other side? I mean, of the bet. So if he doesn't get up, if he wouldn't have gotten 100 yards,
Isaiah would have had to do it.
I would have had to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, I never heard anything about that.
No, there's really no point because it was.
You're talking about Brady's going to have 100 yards.
Oh, okay.
He had it in the first half.
Yeah.
So,
okay. I was very confident that Brandon Cooks was going to get over 100.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. If he didn't hit that mark, Isaiah would do it. And then if it was right down the middle, if it was 100 and it was a push either way, all three of us were going to do it.
Yeah. I would have army crawled out of here. I would have did it. His palate is way more tolerable.
So is mine. I would have cried the whole way. All right.
We wouldn't have the shirt.
I wouldn't have the shirt. It's great.
Quite the moment.
But going back to the conversation of the decision making and the pressure, do you feel like the pressure that Sam Howell's under is a benefactor to some of those decisions? Maybe he just doesn't trust the offensive line and he trusts his weapons enough to try and go get the football?
I can see
or do
that.
Do you think it's just straight back quarterbacking? Because it could be that too.
I think it's a combination, right? It's a combination of everything. But there's no way that he continually keeps making these decisions. Like he just literally is just chucking it in the air and just kind of just wishing upon a star, almost like take the ball, don't take me. You know what I'm saying? Like pretty much is what it looks like, and it's unfathomable as a starting quarterback in the NFL, but that's what they're in, and they're just weathering the storm.
The bright side is he's got weapons. He's got Brian Robinson and Antonio Gibson out of the backfield. He's got Terry McLaurin, Curtis Samuel, Jahan Dotson. I mean, these are all guys that we've looked at in the last 2 to 3 years and said, you know, he's had a good game or he's a guy that could be scary. And then in the tight end group, Logan Thomas has really stepped up this year and become a really good safety net option across the middle for him, and he does a lot of things out of that tight end position. I think, honestly, that's going to be a really big challenge for Dallas, especially if Jameron Kearse can't go. You look at Logan Thomas as a guy who could probably have a big day, his size, his athleticism, but it's not going to matter if the pressures get home like they did against Carolina. And you saw it really crashing on Bryce Young there. It was after their touchdown drive whenever he couldn't get anything out of the pocket and things couldn't develop at all downfield. I think you'll probably see that against the Commanders, but I think earlier in the game it's a much more difficult offensive line situation up front for them.
Yeah, I look back to just last year's game. I thought it was interesting that Dak mentioned that right on the podium when he was asked about looking ahead. I mean, it's not going to be something that you have to really dig up here. They're pretty aware of how the egg that they laid in that Week 18 last time that they played Washington. And now I will say that's more because of the offense And I know we're talking about the Cowboys defense right now, but I'm just bringing that up because I just don't have any concerns about the Cowboys defense being able to handle business against this Washington offense.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you can call it a trap game where you want, but I don't think there's any trapping Dallas this week because of that week 18 matchup.
I mean, they won 26-6.
Yeah.
Sam Howell threw for 169 yards, one touchdown, one interception. It's not like, oh, they just put on – because he's had some games this year where he throws for over 300 yards and it keeps him in games and things like that. But that wasn't why they beat the Cowboys last year, 26-6. The Cowboys offense was terrible.
Yeah. That was a rough game. I if we see anything close to that tomorrow, I would be beside myself shocked. I don't think you're going to see anything close to that. By the way, the 971 says, Nick just keeps disrespecting Bodacious Bo Nix. It's part of it.
Yeah, Bo, yeah.
Bo Nix.
Yeah,
Bo.
At me.
Yeah.
Isaiah's disrespecting
him,
too.
How does Bo Nix have a freaking banner on a building in Dallas?
I know, man.
They do. Yeah, really? Make that make sense.
Yeah, it's some strange stuff. Perhaps so
perhaps the University of Oregon. They spend money, man.
He's got some...
It's the same one that's in Times Square.
It's the only reason why they're ranked that high.
He's got some financial people that live in Dallas. I'll say that. But I was looking at a stat the other day. Bo Nix, I think it was 68% of his passing yards are yards after the catch. Like, get him out of here, man. Get him out of here.
Stop it. Stop it.
His you dub.
You dub. You dub. Top four, you dub now, baby.
Oh, but without a mic.
That's strike
top
four. That's strike four.
Top four. Top four.
You're off again.
Am I back?
You're back.
There we go.
Top four.
What number did you wear in college?
I wore four.
Okay.
Just my own. I wasn't top four, though.
All right, let's take our first break. When we come back, we're going to do some QB vision. We're going to take a look at the Washington defense.
Quickest segment of the year.
Really? That quick? We've got to talk about something around this game.
No, there's some guys on this defense. Yeah.
Yes, there are. There definitely are. When we come back with more Talking Cowboys right after this.
Todd thought it would be secure to jog in the cheetah savannah. Todd believed the big cat repellent he bought online was reliable. And now, Todd is trying to be faster than this cheetah that can run 80 miles per hour. But the good news is, Todd has AT&T 5G that is fast, reliable, and secure. And he learned the best thing to do is stop running and toss her the backpack with the beef stew. AT&T 5G. Fast, reliable, secure. It's not complicated.
5G requires compatible plan and device. 5G may not be available in your area. See att.com/5G for you for details.
Black Rifle Coffee Company serves premium coffee to people who love America. When you drink Black Rifle Coffee, you are directly supporting veterans, law enforcement, and first responders in your community. Black Rifle's expert roasters love coffee almost as much as Texas loves football, so it makes sense that America's Coffee partnered with America's team. Go online at blackriflecoffee.com and fuel up with the official coffee of the Dallas Cowboys. That's blackriflecoffee.com to fuel up today.
Cowboys fans, after that move, we've just coined the term Rowdy Replay. Let's roll back the tape.
Okay, there's our mascot Rowdy cheering on the boys, and now he's on his phone on his Bank of America mobile banking app?
Staying on top of his finances with his virtual financial assistant, Erica.
Bank of America's digital tools are so impressive. Cowboys fans just can't stop banking. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/can't stop banking.
Erica is only available in the English language. You must download the latest version of the mobile banking app, only available on select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
Welcome back into Dear Doctor, the show where I answer life's questions with an ice-cold can of Dr. Pepper. Sheila, let's hear from our next caller, would you?
Dear Doctor, my friend supported me during a tough time, but what's the right gift that says, thanks for being a shoulder to cry on?
Okay, this one's easy. I say, give her a delicious Dr. Pepper. Nothing says, thanks, girl, better than a one-of-a-kind soda. Yes, any Dr. Pepper flavor will do. Now, just a reminder that I don't need to be a real doctor to know that Dr. Pepper is the one you deserve.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Back to Talking Cowboys.
Back here on Talking Cowboys, presented by Black Rifle Coffee Company. This segment of the show is brought to you by Invisalign, the official smile of the Dallas Cowboys. The Cowboys are 8-2 all time against the Commanders on Thanksgiving Day. They faced Washington on Thanksgiving Day more than any other opponent on the holiday. This is their 11th all-time meeting on Thanksgiving. The Cowboys are 0-2 versus teams with winning records in 2023, 7-1 versus all others. And, of course, the Washington Commanders are sitting at 4-7. So that bodes pretty well for what the Cowboys could do on Thursday. Nick Harris, John Machota, I'm Kyle Yeomans with Chris Beam in the back. Isaiah Stanback has us some.
Wide 80, wide 80.
It's time for QB Vision with Isaiah Stanback.
Go for it.
Well, Kyle, I hate to disappoint the people out there.
What?
There's not a lot. The last few weeks, there hasn't been much. Right? We kind of told you what to expect last week.
This Washington team didn't give up a whole lot of points.
This Washington team is at the bottom of the league in defense. Felt like we said that the last few weeks, but that is exactly.
They only gave up 37 against Buffalo, 34 against Philly, 40 against Chicago.
40 against Chicago?
Yeah,
40-20.
Right. That's right. 38 against Philadelphia, but that was a close game. It was 38-31.
Yeah, good talk. Yeah, so these guys are giving up a lot of points. They're not a good defense. However, let's address the elephant in the room. There's actually two elephants in the room. Two Alabama elephants in the room, actually, down there.
Ooh, I see what you
see
there.
What I did there? Jonathan Allen and Deron Payne. Those guys are still in the building. Everybody thinks, oh, okay, this D-line is not as dangerous as they once were, and they're not as dangerous as they once were because, obviously, they traded away their defensive ends and Montez Sweat. And
Chase Young.
So got rid of both of those guys. So if you were going to run the ball against this defense, John, where would you run it? Would you run it in the middle?
Probably not.
Yeah, probably not. Now that those guys are gone, they're a little soft around the edges, kind of like the end caps of the bread. Okay, a little soft around the edges. So you can definitely run the ball. You can tote this rock to the edges. But don't mess with those big fellas in the middle. You're gonna have to see them, but don't attack them. Let's not be silly. Okay, if there's a way to get from one side of a brick wall to the other, the best route is probably going around. So let's do that. Let's take that route and go around these big fellas in the middle. They have Big John Ridgeway. If you guys remember that name, last year's fourth round pick.
Fifth.
I keep thinking about myself.
last year's that number four.
Yeah, the four just keeps popping up. Last year's fifth round pick for Dallas Cowboys that obviously did not make the roster. The Washington picked him up, and he's actually making a contribution. Surprisingly, he's making some good contributions. He's showing up on the film. But that is pretty much the synopsis of their defensive front. That's where they're strong at. That's where the strength of their defense is at. As you get to the secondary, I don't have a guy that sticks out for me. I know they have a few names, but there's nobody that's popped out on the film to me. This defense is much like the Chargers to me. This is very similar to the Chargers, except for, I guess they're similar in the sense that they want to play a too high shell. They want to play cover four. They want to sit back. We've seen that story a couple times this year. The Rams ran a lot of that, and the Chargers ran a lot of that, right? Very similar defenses, cover four, bend but don't break. We're going to sit back and keep everything in front of us type of deal. That's what they want to do. The thing that they do that I think is pretty clever, and that might have an impact on Dallas because Dallas runs so many over routes with CeeDee Lamb specifically. We've seen it with CeeDee Lamb. We've seen it with Kevontae Turpin on his touchdown. We've seen it with Brandon Cooks on his big play a couple weeks back, is they cut their safeties. And when I say cut their safeties, meaning they run this cover four umbrella coverage, right? Cornerback has a quarter, safety has a quarter, cornerback has a quarter. But what happens is a lot of times there's only three underneath defenders, and you can easily take advantage of between their second and their third level defenders by running over routes. The way in which they negate that, they cut that out, is they take that backside safety and they cut that corner. They cut that over route with that guy. Meaning if I see you running over, John, and I'm playing the backside safety, as I see you coming over, I'm not going to let you just cross in front of me. I'm now going to drop down as if it's a single high coverage, and I'm going to cut off your route. Right, so if the quarterback sees cover four and you think that it's open, hey, this over route is typically open versus cover four, they want to give that appearance, and then that safety is going to drop down and try to intercept the ball or take your head off by picking off that over route.
Is there a way to bait that, though, with Brandon Cooks coming over the top?
by the time you bait it, you've been in the pocket for four seconds.
That's a long time.
So, all right, so I'm saying you're coming across the formation. You're getting behind the linebackers. You're working up to the backside safety. That's where that kind of honey hole pass is, right? That goalpost throw. Throw it up and over. Drops over to the second level defenders and drops in right between the third level defenders being the safety. These guys don't want that. They know that cover four is a soft defense. So the only way that they can make it a little bit tougher is by ensuring that the over routes don't happen. So you do that. Both safeties, it's not like one safety has the role of being the cutting safety. It's whatever side you're going to. If you're going to his side, he's going to drop down and try to cut you off. Hmm. So by the time you, if you take a snapshot of this defense at the completion of the play, or while the ball was in the air, it's going to look like a cover three. It's going to look like a soft cover three because the cornerbacks are going to be out of there. The safety, one safety is going to be back further, and one safety is going to kind of drop down a little bit. So if you're not paying attention, it will look like a single high safety. But when you look at the coverage of the corners and the techniques and all that stuff, it is a very, very soft cover four with just a safety that's cutting. So that's pretty much what they like to run. They'll run a cover two from time to time. Every so often, they'll drop down to a single high and play man. But it's not what they want to do. It's not their thing. They don't have the pass rushers to get home. To be applying pressure while playing cover one. You can't play man and not get pressure, so they're not putting themselves in that situation. They're saying, hey, we're going to keep everything in front of us. We want to play downhill. Hopefully Payne and Allen can get home by kind of two-gapping and driving guys back, but that's pretty much what they have going on defensively, and it shows because they're at the bottom of the league at all the statistics defensively.
Yeah, they're last in points per game. Points per game allowed, over 27.5 points per game allowed, most by any Ron Rivera coach team. They're 29th in total yards allowed, passing yards allowed. They're 30th in passing touchdowns allowed. They've allowed 24 passing touchdowns, which is dead last.
And opposing quarterbacks, passer rating against them is 100.7, which is the worst
wow,
in the league.
That's crazy.
So I don't see any way, especially with the way Dak's playing right now and how they've played at home, I don't see any issues with them being able to throw the ball. But I am interested to see how they run against them.
Yes.
And the only reason why I say that is just because last year, if you look at the Cowboys' worst games in terms of running the football, the worst two were both against the Commanders.
Interesting.
Yeah. Now, they won the first one, and they only rushed for 62 yards. That was their worst game of the season. But that last game against the Commanders, they only ran for 64 yards. And then that was the Tampa Bay game, only ran for 71. And then the Niners game only ran for 76. So those are three losses out of those four. They beat the Commanders despite only running for 62 yards, but I don't see them having as much of an issue running the ball with some of the moves that they've made. Because it's, to me, also the thing with the Commanders is it's not just the personnel, it's the message that's sent when you trade away Montez Sweat, when you trade away Chase Young. It's that there's things like that that when a team's, I think they've lost seven of their last nine. Mm-hmm. I guess it could happen, but it's very rare that a team just like, no, we'll overcome that. We'll play better without those guys. It's probably not going to happen. But I am interested, especially with, like you said, Nick, Rico Dowdle being injured. What do they do in the run game? Can Tony Pollard build off of that run? I thought that was his best run of the season, the touchdown run last week, the 21-yarder, broke four or five tackles, ran angry. Can he build off that? Can he have another run like that? That's kind of more what I'm looking for as opposed to can the Cowboys win this game?
We had a question from the 917 off of that. Do you feel like there's maybe a chance for Dallas to force the issue in a good way or a bad way to run the football with Tony Pollard on the interior? Or do you have to go outside?
I am not in the business of challenging these two guys up front. Obviously, you have to have some inside runs, right? Because people take that and run with it. Oh, you have to run inside. Let's go outside. Let's make that the primary. If you had to, if you had to split it up, I want 70% outside. Get the edges, combo block, right? Your center and your guard working together to be able to try to seal Allen or Payne, whichever direction you want to go, because those guys are going to be sitting smack dab in the middle next to each other like Siamese twins. So you might as well find a way to get to one side of them. If you come downhill at them, it's not going to turn out well. I don't care if you have Tyler Smith on them. I don't care if you have Zach Martin on them. Like, these are dogs. Like, these guys are – they're freaking good.
It's more like sumo twins.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, you can hope – if you have one-on-one on these guys, you're hoping to have a stalemate at the defensive line, right? You're hoping that these guys just don't go anywhere. Like, that's a win if you're playing against these guys, coming downhill straight at them. Like, so don't be silly and try to think that you're going to move these guys off the ball – repeatedly. I'm not saying that you might win one or two across a whole game span, but like, don't make that your mission. Don't do that.
somebody had asked Tony Pollard ahead of the San Francisco game earlier in the season, talking about Trent Williams was referring to the Cowboys as an ice bag game, and you know it's always going to be physical. And they asked Tony Pollard, like, "Hey, do you feel like San Francisco is an ice bag game?" Which, looking back, that's kind of tone deaf considering he broke his leg against San Francisco the previous year. But anyway, he was like, "No, not really. Washington is the ice bag game." So I asked him about that yesterday. I was like, "Why do you feel like it's an ice bag game?" And it's the same thing. Super physical on the interior. Those guys, whenever they bring you down, they put all that body weight on you. They know how to just like make you tired within the tackle. But he also did mention that Montez Sweat and Chase Young were part of that as well. So a little bit of different personnel up front, but I think it's still going to be as physical.
Yeah. This is a question. I know we already talked about the defense, but before we get into predictions, I want to kind of reiterate this. Do you feel like the opposite thing can happen against the Dallas run defense and Washington running the football more effectively with their run game? And maybe trying to take the ball out of Sam Howell's hands a little bit on the opposite side.
I think they'll try.
Kind of complete opposite from what we're talking about on the opposite side.
No, absolutely. I think they'll try. I think Eric Bieniemy will obviously try his best to put forth the best game plan, and the best game plan against Dallas is running the ball. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about it. They have the personnel to do so in the backfield. The question is, do they have the offensive linemen that can go out there and move that Dallas' defensive line off the ball? And they'll test that out early, and if they are having some success there, Eric Bieniemy is smart enough, savvy enough, and disciplined enough to keep going with that. Now, he wants to throw the ball. He is the sensei to Kellen Moore. I consider that, right? He's the Dragonfly Jones of throwing the ball. So I think that he wants to get to throwing the ball, but if he knows that the best way to do it to beat Dallas is run the ball, run the clock out, don't try to keep these guys out there, get them tired, and don't allow this offense to get back on the field. That's what he wants to do. He wants to wear you down. He did the same thing in Kansas City, except for instead of running the ball, doing it, he would throw the ball all over the place. And he would use the screens. He would use the quick little passes, the now routes, the slant routes, all those kind of things to be his running game when they didn't have a solid running back. And that's how he wore you down, made you go sideline to sideline. I could foresee some of those things going on and him forcing maybe Gilmore to come up and try to be physical out on the edges instead of trying to come downhill at our defensive line. Not to say that we have the greatest run-stopping defense. They've done a great job. Last week they got beat up a little bit, but if I'm Eric Bieniemy, I want these cornerbacks to have to go out there and make plays because I'm going to wear down your I'm going to get away from your biggest asset, which is your defensive line and your rush, your pass rush. And then I know that Deron Bland's having a heck of a season, and I know that Gilmore is a savvy vet, but I'm going to make those guys tired. And then once those guys are tired, now I'm going to pass the ball down the field, and I'm going to see if those guys can come out of their break.
It's interesting because they may have to do that. I'm looking at some of these Sam Howell sack numbers, and they're mind-boggling how much he's been pressured. Sam Howell has been sacked a Commanders franchise record 51 times in 2023. Reminder, we're in week 12, and he's been sacked 51 times. No other quarterback has more than 40 this year. The previous record was 49 by Trent Green in 1999, and he played in 15 games that year. Howell is on pace to be the third quarterback in NFL history to lead the NFL in both passing yards and times sacked in the same season. He would be the first one to do it since Jeff George in 1997.
I just can't even take you seriously now because I keep looking at that shirt.
Yeah, the shirt? I always get a glimpse of it. It's just throwing me off. He's on pace to break the David Carr record like by a healthy 76.
He could get there. Wow. Especially if Dallas gets home and they do throw the football around. Yeah. That's what Dallas wants teams to do. They want them to drop back and throw it. Mm-hmm. And Washington has – I like Brian Robinson Jr. I do like what he brings to the table. If he has a good game and they're able to block up front, they may just run him 100 times.
Absolutely.
And that might be better than him dropping back and trying to throw against this pass rush.
I foresee there being at least 10 like forms of wide receiver screens in this game.
Yeah.
Like, just get it out of my hand, quick, boom, right now, all right, make one block as a other receiver, make one block, now I'm trying to get 5-6 yards, right?
Which, you know what, that'll pave way to turnovers and pick sixes.
Yeah.
Who could do that on this team?
If Deron has the pick six this week, what would the national reaction be? Of course, Cowboys Nation would lose their mind. I feel like I would lose my mind.
He's starting to get that national buzz. Yeah. Like, it's starting to happen. Like, you can see more.
ESPN and things.
You see more people picking him up, so.
Good. So it was two games against the Commanders last year. The Commanders ran for 151 and 142. So that was obviously a huge part of their game plan, and they had success doing it. So,
but completely different OC, though.
Yeah.
Completely different OC, different approach, right? So, I mean, yeah, they've had success in the past, but again, you have to see, is that going to be their approach this year?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, personnel, a lot of the personnel is the same, but again, Bieniemy has a completely different mind, and I think you really can lean on his history as an OC and see exactly how you can slow it. He wants to get to the throw. He wants to get to throwing. So how can I have a negative impact on these defensive backs? These guys have been all over the place, right? How can I wear them down? Right? It's not even so much – I can't wear down this defensive line. That's the reality. I can't wear these guys down. There's waves of them, right? There's three waves of defensive line. So if I spend my energy trying to beat these guys, okay, I got Michael Parsons, I got D-Law, I got them tired, okay? Now there's a Sam Williams, there's a Dante Fowler, there's somebody else coming in, right? So those – it's like facing a juggernaut. Like there's just waves, right? Playing a horde mode on – what was the name of the video game? I can't remember. Anyways –
right.
Sorry, I blanked out.
What? Got it.
But yeah, it's like
what?
Horde. Oh. Gears of War. Oh. Beamer knows what I'm talking about.
Like GTA,
playing Horde
like
on Gears of War, playing zombie
Beamer's
mode
never been
in Call of Duty,
War,
right?
Yeah.
Like, there's waves of them. So, like, it doesn't make sense to take that approach because the next man that's coming in is going to be just as effective. So, where do I know that they don't have that depth? The outside. Mm-hmm. So I could physically beat them up by blocking them, trying to run them into the doggone Gatorade, you know, patch. And then when they're tired, now I can throw the ball.
Patch?
Now I can throw the ball on them, right? And now I can see, okay, are these guys able to defend? Because they don't want to play zone. Dallas wants to play man. So now they have to follow me around the field while they're gassed, while they're physically beat up. And now I can get to the concepts that I really want to get to. So that would be me. If I'm Eric Bieniemy, that's my game plan. I'm going to wear out your corners. And I'm going to say, okay, if De'Ron Bland or Gilmore have to go out, now who's coming in?
I'm running the ball. I'm running the
consistently.
Ball like 30 times. Like I'm just hand off Brian Robinson, hand off Brian Robinson.
See, I'm running it as screens, outside receiver screens. That's what I'm doing. I'm doing.
I respect
screens.
It. I see your vision.
Yeah.
But I seeing what Miles Sanders did to that defense at times last week, whenever he was really starting to find a groove, and you look at what has plagued this defense the most this season. Yeah. I'm going out there. If I'm OC, I'm saying, hey, you're going to have to show me that you can stop Brian Robinson. I think that's one of the more physical runners we'll see all season.
Yeah,
so
nice. Lots of pressure on the front seven to get the job done against Washington tomorrow. Who's going to get the job done in our pick'ems? Give us a call, 888-855-2297 to be our guest phone line guest picker this week. 888-855-2297. Hop on the phone line right now so you can get on the line. When we come back, we will update our pick'em standings. John Machota is here this week to do his pick'ems live and in person. It's good. I like it. When we'll be right back with more Talking Cowboys.
They say champions are remembered, but legends are never forgotten. United Ag and Turf offers a winning lineup of John Deere equipment built to tackle any challenge on and off the field. Legendary John Deere tractors, combines, residential mowers, commercial mowers, compact construction equipment, Gator utility vehicles, and a full line of golf and sports turf equipment. United Ag and Turf, the official Ag and Turf equipment supplier of the Dallas Cowboys. Visit unitedagandturf.com to find a location near you.
Are you ready to take coffee off your grocery list forever? Black Rifle Coffee Club is here to help. As a Coffee Club member, you'll get your favorite coffees roasted, packaged, and shipped to your door free of charge on your preferred schedule. Set it, forget it, and never run low on coffee again. Members also get exclusive deals on coffee, products, and discounts from partner brands. Ease your mind and let Black Rifle worry about your coffee supply. Go to blackriflecoffee.com to join the coffee club today.
It's the official men's skincare brand of the Dallas Cowboys, Jack Black. And right now, Cowboys fans can get 15% off their $75 order. Plus, because every deal needs a playmaker, your order will include a free five-piece skincare set and free shipping. The Jack Black Playmaker is four of Jack's favorites and a full-sized intense therapy lip balm. Make a play for the playmaker at getjackblack.com/cowboys with the code COWBOYSVIP. That's getjackblack.com/cowboys with the code COWBOYSVIP.
Todd thought it would be secure to jog in the cheetah savannah. Todd believed the big cat repellent he bought online was reliable. And now Todd is trying to be faster than this cheetah that can run 80 miles per hour. But the good news is Todd has AT&T 5G that is fast, reliable, and secure. And he learned the best thing to do is stop running and toss her the backpack with the beef stew. AT&T 5G. Fast, reliable, secure. It's not complicated.
5G requires compatible plan and device. 5G may not be available in your area. See att.com/5G for you for details.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Back to Talkin' Cowboys.
Back here on Talking Cowboys, presented by Black Rifle Coffee Company, as a Thursday edition, or a Thanksgiving edition on a Wednesday, before the Thursday matchup with the Washington Commanders. Pregame live getting started, 2 p.m. Central Time tomorrow. Isaiah, Nate, Barry, myself, Nicole Hutchison, Nick Eatman on pregame live. Be sure to join us for a Thanksgiving edition of the show. Hope everybody has a happy Thanksgiving, as always. Should be a whole lot of fun. All right. It's time to get to our pick'ems, though.
Let's pick 'em.
Last week, I don't know if this has ever happened before.
Uh-oh.
Every single person had the exact same record.
Let's go.
Everybody was 4-2. Everybody.
How about that?
Pretty wild.
Look at us.
So our look at us. Just to update the entire standings, bringing up the rear right now is none other than Isaiah.
That's right. I can see everybody.
34-26, so he is a solid 6 games above 500. Next up on that list, John Machota, 8 games above 500.
Bad math.
Actually, 12 games above 500. It is bad math. That was 36-24 is John Machota. Nick Harris is 1 game up on him, 37-23. 1 game up on Nick Harris is the fans at 38-22. And then I'm at the top right now, 43-17 currently.
Jeez. Damn.
Got a 5-game lead.
You sure about that?
I'm so super sure about that. And Beamer checks my homework, just so you know.
Sure about that? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Beamer checks
sure
the homework.
You sure about that?
Mm-hmm. All right. You sure about that?
Yeah.
On the line today, Raja in Virginia. Raja, you're on Talking Cowboys. How's it going?
What's up? What's up?
What's good?
How's it going? What part of Virginia?
Happy Thanksgiving to y'all.
Happy Thanksgiving.
You.
What part of Virginia?
Springfield, so like right in the D.C. area.
Okay, so you're not too far from Washington Commanders country.
No, I'm right in it, right in the middle of it. So this tomorrow I'm going to be spending the day with my brother-in-law and his family, all Commanders fans. I'll be the only Cowboys fan in the building, so there I really need this dub.
I have a serious question for you.
Oh, gosh.
Who's responsible for the macaroni and cheese at the residence that you're going to be eating at?
Who's responsible?
That's right.
Is this a real
honestly, I don't think they ever, past couple years I've been, I don't think they ever had mac and cheese. They always have like.
You're going to the wrong house, sir. Not only are you the only salad, Cowboys fan.
But they have fried turkey, which is good. Fried turkey is always a winner.
Fried turkey is pretty good. Yeah, fried turkey.
Side?
But
I don't eat macaroni cheese.
I haven't had mac and cheese
bro, what is going on in this place today?
Oh. I love it.
Oh, man. Well, we appreciate you holding down the fort out there in Washington, in Virginia, out there in Washington Commanders country. We're going to pick all three Thanksgiving games. Of course, the Cowboys and Commanders will go last. We've got the Packers and the Lions starting things off. Nick Harris, I'll let you begin.
Yeah, Lions.
Lions big time. John.
Oh, man, Lions. They've restored the roar.
Why? Because you don't like cheese?
Noodles. I don't eat any noodles.
Oh, all right, I'm going Lions.
Raja.
I got Lions as well.
I'm taking Detroit there as well. Give me the Lions across the board. 49ers at the Seahawks. San Francisco at Seattle. Isaiah.
Seattle bounce back, baby.
I hope you're right.
In what world do you live in?
Birdland, baby.
My God. Let's go. Niners.
Yeah, give me the Niners.
Bang, bang, Niner gang.
Nick.
I'm going to take the...
You do it.
I'm going to take the Seahawks.
That's right. That's my dog. That's my...
I'm going to take the Seahawks here.
Why?
Home, 720. Right. Give it to me. I feel like they come out.
You know what it is.
Yeah. They might not have Kenneth Walker, though. There's which is no
that's okay. We won't have Kenneth Walker.
People make their picks with their heart. Others do with their brain. It's fine. Go ahead.
That's why I've got a 5-game lead currently.
Seattle will have a victory coming into play Dallas. Trust me.
Okay.
I hope you're right.
I am right.
I hope you're right. All right. Raja, what do you got?
Yeah, it's going to be Niners gang, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I mean, he's the two guys that don't eat cheese.
Sorry, guys. He didn't say he doesn't eat cheese. John cheese. Said he just doesn't eat noodles. That's all it
no,
is.
I eat mac and cheese. They yeah. Just, I've never seen it there for Thanksgiving, unfortunately. I've never seen it.
He's just at the wrong household. That's what the problem is.
Exactly where he's at.
Yeah. He needs an invite to Dallas is what it needs to happen.
Yeah, the Cowboys press box.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, mm-hmm. Man. Best mac and cheese I've ever had. All right. Other than yours. Yours is better. It is better. The smoked mac and cheese is better. All right, Jaguars and the Texans. This is a tight matchup. C.J. Stroud's been balling, but can he take down Trevor Lawrence and the Jags? Rizzo, we'll start with you.
This is a tough one. I'm going to go C.J. Stroud. He's hot right now. I think the Texans win at home.
Taking the Texans? Nick?
Yeah, the Texans already got him once. I think they get him twice.
I don't think they get him twice. Give me the Jags on the road to bounce back.
I agree. I'm going Jags on the road. The C.J. Stroud story is great, and yeah. I probably should go with them, but give me the Jags.
Jaguars.
Yes. Duval. There you
go. Duval. All right, the Browns at the Broncos. The Broncos, speaking of a team that's real hot right now, the Browns are 7-3 currently. They have a better record or are above the standings at the moment than the Kansas City Chiefs. Pretty interesting there. I keep picking against the Browns, and they come back to bite me. Give me the Browns on the road to get the job done, Isaiah.
Keebler Elves.
The Browns. Raja.
Yeah, another tough one. Let's ride. Broncos country.
Ooh. Okay. Nick.
I'm going to take the Browns.
Taking the Browns. I'm trying to decide between some of these other games, because these other games are kind of interesting. So, not Ravens, Chargers, Rams, Cardinals. We could do the toilet bowl here. We could do Patriots and Giants. I think that's what we should do. All right, Patriots.
I'm going Browns, by
at the
way.
Giants. Sorry. Oh, I thought you already said it.
No.
Sorry, my bad, Dad. Sorry,
that's a noodle hate right there. Right. He looked so upset.
He did. He was just waiting for me.
Okay.
Sorry,
so we're
John.
Doing this.
Sorry,
fine.
John. I'll let you go first on this
being
one.
Here for this. I'm sorry.
I guess not.
John, Patriots at Giants. Who you got there?
Wow, that's so bad.
It is bad.
Give me the Patriots. DeVito, we're not doing this. Patriots.
Giants did beat the Commanders last week, though.
Oh, it says a lot about the Commanders.
It does say a lot about the Commanders. Nick?
This is
gross, isn't it?
It's gross.
God. Giants.
Wow, okay. Yeah. Give me the Pats.
Was that Heather Chills?
Giants. Giants.
Yeah, I don't know. It was Giants.
Raza.
Yeah, I think Patriots get it done. Bill Belichick needs a win.
So. He does need a win, no doubt about it. You know who else needs a win? The Dallas Cowboys on Thanksgiving. It's like a Thanksgiving tradition against the Commanders. 8-2 all time against Washington, and it's a 3:25 kickoff on CBS. Should be a fun one. Raja, we'll let you start this one off.
All right, I'm going to say it with my chest. It's going to be a 40 burger. We're going to win 42-21. Ron Rivera gets fired. Eric Bieniemy becomes the new interim head coach, and that's how it's going to roll.
Wow. So you're making a couple predictions there. I like it.
It's
happening. Say it with your chest.
It's happening.
Very nice. Raja, appreciate you holding down the fort out on the East Coast. Keep doing the Lord's work out there, and enjoy your non-macaroni and cheese Thanksgiving tomorrow with all your family and friends.
Thank you.
Appreciate you, as always. There he goes. He said it with his chest, 40-21. Isaiah.
I love Magic Johnson, but he's not going to win this game. Okay, I'm going 27-10 Dallas Cowboys.
27.
What if he plays?
Magic?
What if he comes in at quarterback in the second half? Does that change the score at all in your mind?
I do believe.
6'8"
I do believe that Raja might be onto something in terms of Ron Rivera possibly getting fired early in the season.
Yeah. I would think he has to be pretty high on the list of next coaches.
And it's like they're going into a long weekend, so you know that's when conversations happen. Who knows?
I'm on the Raja.
Maybe he's got an inside track. He's out there.
He is.
True.
He is.
Boots on the ground.
Yeah. There's a chance.
Maybe that was like Josh Harris on the call, making the decision.
Maybe. What do you think?
Cowboys. I think they. I'm with Raja. I think they get a 40 burger. I'm gonna go 45.
Ooh.
I'm going to go 45-24. I think it's going to just gonna be a high score and a lot of feasting in this game.
Oh, Howell scores 24?
Yeah. Yeah, this offense is
capable.
They've
put up points. They just can't stop
DeVito scored 17. We forget about that.
That means that De'Ron Bland's going to get routed up. Is that what you're saying?
No.
What?
I'm playing. Oh, that sounded like a
Bland or Gilmer. Which one? Somebody's getting beat. You give up 24 points.
Late in the game.
I think the running game gets beat.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah, but we'll see.
It's fair. I originally thought it was going to be a lower scoring game as well, but I'm going to give a 40 burger update as well. Give me Cowboys 45-20 final score. Yeah, they get it done. I'll let John finish it off.
I'm going to go 52.
Oh my gosh, that would have been fun.
No, because of Thanksgiving and just the way that they play against Washington, I just don't think it'll be quite to that level. So I'll go Cowboys 31, Washington 13.
There you go. So wins across the board for the Dallas Cowboys. Hope you had fun with us here in this short week. We will be back on Monday.
Really quick, me and Nikki Moore were doing this yesterday. Six teams that have never played the Cowboys on Thanksgiving. Can y'all name them all real quick?
Oh, gosh.
Well, Lions have to be one.
Bang. We couldn't figure that one out.
Yeah.
So I'm glad.
They've always played.
Exactly.
Jaguars.
The
Panthers.
Nope.
No.
Dang it.
That Romo game.
The rest of them are AFC teams. I'll give y'all that.
I was thinking Cam Newton game. What rest are NFC?
AFC. Steelers. We got Lions and Jaguars. No Steelers.
Dang it.
Play the Steelers quite a bit.
Chiefs.
Mm.
Nope.
Bills.
Jets.
Nope.
Dolphins.
Nope.
Browns.
Nope.
Jags.
Nope. We already said the Jags.
Oh, that's right. Patriots.
Nope.
Chargers.
Nope. No, that was a couple years ago.
Browns.
Nope.
My God.
Y'all are going all around it. It's wild.
Really?
Yeah.
Bills?
Y'all want me to just run them down? No, we had that a couple years ago, too. Texans, Colts, Ravens, Bengals.
Texans. We should have had it the Texans. Yep. Colts, Bengals, Ravens. And then the Lions and the...
Yeah, Texans, Colts, Ravens, Bengals, Lions, Jaguars. Anyway, there we go. Interesting little nugget.
Cowboys, Ravens on Thanksgiving would be fun.
That would be a blast.
That would be really fun.
That would be a blast.
All right, that does it for us here on Talking Cowboys. Hope you enjoy your Thanksgiving holiday and you've got plenty of mac and cheese to enjoy for Isaiah's purposes.
The disappointment.
Yeah, you're upset. It's okay. I
can't believe John.
I don't know if you'll ever look at John the same ever again.
It's fine.
It's okay. John doesn't care.
Eat some strawberry salad.
That does it for us. Hope you had as much fun as we did. For Chris Beam, Isaiah Stanback, John Machuda, Nick Harris, I'm Kyle Yeoman saying so long from the Star in Frisco. We'll see you on Monday. Go Cowboys!
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys? Yeah!